I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul School Lesson 36, Ascribing Malice. Now, we've all done this. Somebody has been a jerk and done something like, the typical thing is someone pulls out in front of you like a dum-dum, and we assume they're a total jerk. But we've done the same thing, and we just like, oh, whoops, I made a mistake. One of the things I want to go over today is Hanlon's razor and the implications and variations I could add to it. So Hanlon's razor says, never ascribe to malice that which could be attributed to stupidity or ignorance. So it's funny. It's a funny thing we do. And we'll assume that someone's character is to blame for their mistake just automatically. We'll put a judgment on it when we often will not do the same judgment to ourselves. So when someone does something, we'll think, oh, we'll take it personally. Oh, what a jerk. Or how could they do that to me? How could she do that? How could he do that? Instead of thinking some of the other options are actually much more probable, if not almost certainly probable, that someone does not have it in for you. So here are some of the other much more reasonable, much more obvious situations that are actually happening. And this is how to get distance from those little annoying things that happen. People are not out to get you. And here are some of them. Of course, stupidity and ignorance, as we said first, just people making stupid mistakes, just like you. Second is busyness and distractedness. A lot of times people don't return your calls or get back to you or do the things that you hope they'll do to keep up their end of the bargain or whatever, just because they have too many things on their plate and they're busy or distracted or otherwise up to their own things and into their own projects and they haven't been keeping you in mind. It has nothing to do with your worth. It has nothing to do with you at all. It's just that they're very, very busy. And a lot of times, some of us will just ascribe that to malice or bad intent or something personal. And usually that's very far from the truth. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, is before we ascribe malice or poor character to the person who offends us or hurts us or in some way bothers us, we should also realize that we just don't know. Unless the person has had it in for us and has written us a note about it or has come right up to us and said, I plan to hurt you and here's how I'll do it. The chances are, I'd say more than 90% of the time, if not more, that we have no idea why that thing happened and why that person failed us or why they cut out in front of us or whatever. We have no idea. And getting upset about it and taking it personally and thinking they're evil or thinking that something happened in their childhood and they're just out to get you now and everybody like you. The best thing we can do is not ascribe malice, evil intent, or evil character whatsoever and resist the urge to judge and back off of it. And that is the beauty of the human brain and the human mind. We can back off our situation and look back inside of it and say, I don't have to be captured in this moment by my emotions and thinking evil intent. Instead, I can just say, I have no idea why that happened. I'm going to suspend judgment. And I know I've been terribly guilty of this too in the car, and I'll assume that people are jerks when it's very likely that people are just like me. They get distracted by the radio or something and miss the person pulling out or whatever. Or they drop their phone and lean down to pick it up and accidentally pull out or something like that, something dumb. So if this is you, if this has been your frustrating day, or if someone's going to bother you, probably someone's going to bother you today. And you're going to think, ah, this person tried to hurt me, or, oh, what a jerk. Remember, they're very likely not a jerk unless you have 100% foolproof evidence because they actually told you that they're out to get you. Don't believe it. Just remember, it's not you. And with that, I leave you with this blessing. May your day be full of non-judgment and blessing and peace. If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse or rate this on iTunes and spread it around on Twitter or amongst your friends. I'd deeply appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Come to sparkmymuse.com for show notes to this episode and all episodes. There will be links to the people, books, and resources mentioned in the show, and sometimes you'll find photos or embedded videos too, and lots of other goodies.